transcendental sound vibration, once again. The prayers of Lord Brahma is the mature fruit of Brahma's realization. In the language of Bhaktisiddhanta, he became well acquainted with the ocean of truth by chanting his Gayatri Mantra. All of this became realized from chanting his Gayatri Mantra, which he received directly from the flute of Krishna and came out of his mouth in the form of Gayatri Mantra, Kama Gayatri. So I think what we'll do, I'll speak something, then I'll spend a little time inviting others to speak something about our initiates, and then we'll do the everything else. A little different. Okay. Just a few things in okay. One of the morning classes here in the temple, mention was made of the importance of receiving an instruction in order to have the end, the power, some activity in devotional service. You've often heard within, Prabhupada say, within an instruction of the spiritual master is the everything that you need to carry out the instruction, just within the instruction. So I'd like to discuss a little bit on this point, relevant to the activity that we're doing, the initiation ceremony. The function of Guru Tattva, carrying out the, it's a service, carrying out the service of representing disciplic succession, representing Krishna, carrying out this function. It requires, same as anything else, it requires an instruction to do so. There's a very nice pastime in Chaitanya Charitamrita relevant to this. There's a section that Lord Chaitanya has returned from his South India tour. He's now back in Puri, and different devotees arrive, and some description is given by Krishnadas Kaviraj about their activities, Lord Chaitanya's interaction with them. The context is Sarup Damodar has just arrived in Vrindavan, in Puri. Lord Chaitanya, as we know, he accepted Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar as his most intimate associates in Puri. So he was received very lovingly, and a servant was given to assist him. He was a sannyasi, and just him and his needs were. And then the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and they were discussing topics of Krishna together. And as they were discussing, Govinda arrived. And he offered his obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explained his situation. He was a godbrother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That means he was a disciple of Ishwarapuri. And just before Ishwarapuri departed this world, his intimate assistant, Govinda and Kashishwara, these two, were both instructed by Lord Chaitanya to depart and give service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so, reporting for duty, here I am, under the order of Ishwara Puri. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asked the question, why is it that Ishwara Puri would accept as a personal servant someone who was born in a Sudra family? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a smarta brahmana. Of course, he had become a devotee, but he knew these rules that a brahmana Vaishnava or a brahmana accepts as intimate association of others who are brahmanas, not others. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that just as the personality of Godhead, so similarly were a poor beyond these rules and regulations of what to do and not to do. He gives the example of Krishna. When Krishna went to Hastinapur, instead of accepting the invitation of the royal family to take his residence and meals with them, he was a Kshatriya, instead he went and stayed at the home of Vidura, who was known by birth as being a Shudra. Because Vidura was not a Shudra. Vidura was exalted Vaishnava, devotee of Lord Krishna. And Krishna doesn't make such distinctions. He's not bound by such rules that others who are not Vaishnavas may be bound by. Like this nice verse from Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmam parityaja mamekam sharanam braja. One who takes shelter of Krishna is no longer bound by such distinctions. And similarly, he said Ishwara Puri. He's on the topmost platform of devotional service. He's not bound by such distinctions because he had accepted Govinda as his disciple. He had given him diksha. He's brahmana. By that acceptance and submission unto Ishwara Puri, he's no longer to be considered in that category. Nor is Ishwara Puri bound by such smarter rules. No argument from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then Lord Chaitanya in turn asked Sarvabhauma, he said, you're very learned. Could you give me your advice? On two accounts I should not accept. There's rules. One should not accept the service of a godbrother. What to speak of the second, they're intimate associates of Ishwara Puri. I should regard them in the same level as Ishwara Puri. How can I accept their service? The order of the spiritual master is there to do so, but how can I do this? Please help me. And what Lord Chaitanya said was, what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said was, what you have said is true. In ordinary circumstances, these two rules should prevail. But the order of the spiritual master is very strong, and it supersedes these other rules. I want to, the Sanskrit terminology is very special. Guru Agya Na Langhiye Shastra Praman. The order of the spiritual master is not to be disobeyed. So that's the higher principle. the higher principle. Same as Krishna's instruction given to Arjuna, surrender unto me. This instruction supersedes any other instruction. Any other instruction is subordinate to this instruction. If some other instruction impedes that instruction, the other instruction is to be neglected in favor of the superior instruction. We can give examples, but I'll give one example. My mother and father, like maybe some of the other devotees here. My mother and father had a certain expectation. I was their son. I'm obliged, even within my own tradition, but to speak of Vedic tradition, to honor my mother and father. But I became a devotee. So it looks like transgressing that requirement. You know, any religion teaches honor your mother and father. So my mother and father's wish was such and such. And then we even had a nice discussion one day. I went to visit at home, and they shared with me. You know, when you first started doing this, we thought this, you know, young person, impulsive, he'll get over it kind of thing. But when you didn't get over it, you kept practicing, we started reading. And you sent us Bhagavad Gita, and we started reading Bhagavad Gita. And we came to understand it's something genuine. So it was something, that was our concern, it was something genuine, and we can see that you're happy. And of course, you know, pat on the back. We just want to see you happy. We see that you're happy. Of course, we would like you to do this other, but we're happy that you're happy. And so, you know, they said, okay, carry on. But supposing they had said, well, you know, we're not happy that you're happy or something. There's a higher principle. So now specifically this function of whatever it is, in this case, the function of serving as a spiritual and our founder Acharya and on behalf of the Vaisheshika succession. In the case of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's another application. It's accepting the service of Govinda and Kashishwara. Kashishwara wasn't there. He had gone on pilgrimage to holy places, after which he would then come to Puri and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He served in an appropriate capacity, different than Govinda did. But Govinda was a constant associate of Lord Chaitanya. Constant associate. Very intimate associate. Many nice pastimes between Lord Chaitanya and Govinda. But it's on the order of Ishwara Puri. So on the order, one may take up some service. And when the order is given, the power to do and the authority to do, it must be done, in fact. And one who has acts within that instruction, they're protected. One receives not only the power to do so, but the protection. And step outside, that the next verse that's in Chaitanya Charitamrita is reference to a verse from Ramayana where Lakshmana is spoken to by Lord Ramachandra. And Lord Ramachandra said, it's the order of our father. And so just carrying out the order of our father, what greater happiness can one have in life? And it's for the welfare of everyone, and especially me, just carry out the order of my father. So Lakshmana said yes. Although he wanted to say no, because he didn't want to go, he didn't want to see Lord Ramachandra deprived of the throne and go into exile and live a life of austerity. But there's a higher principle than the order of the father, Dasarath, the order of one's superior. And so that's something about, you know, the function of spiritual master. And if one thinks otherwise, you know, the person who's carrying out the service of any kind, thinking, this kind included, thinking, I'm qualified, I'm such and such, I'm something, that person is a fool. That person's a fool. It's the effectiveness of any service is purity. And when purity is the force, when there's purity, then descending mercy can come. Something like some of the experiences, the devotees that were chanting their 32 or 64 or more rounds today described. Second, I wanted to just mention, because just a sharing point, there's been some discussion a bit in our GBC conference on a philosophical point, and the philosophical point has to do with who is the deliverer. So there's a certain group of persons that are of the view only Prabhupada is the deliverer. You've heard that one before. And is that what scripture says? Well, I'll read just a little passage from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Adi Lila chapter one deals with Guru Tattva. And very clear language. Krishna Das Kaviraj declares that Krishna is the deliverer. Krishna is the deliverer through some medium. Krishna may empower this one, may empower that one, may empower another one. Krishna is the deliverer, and someone may act as the instrument of Krishna, the deliverer. Here's text 45 from chapter 1. According to the deliberate opinion of all revealed scriptures, the spiritual master is not different from Krishna. Lord Krishna, in the form of the spiritual master, delivers his devotees. His with a capital H. Krishna delivers Krishna's devotees. So the process of initiation is in Bhakti Siddhanta's language, it's a process of two things: submission and acceptance. No, that group of people that says Prabhupada is the deliverer, how do we know there's acceptance? It's one of the counter arguments to that. That is to say, Prabhupada didn't always accept disciples. So does he have an option to say yes or no? That is to say, someone that's representing our founder Acharya may say yes or no, because it's a relationship. And there's free will operating here. And acceptance is acceptance. It's not mechanical. It's not a vending machine program. Put in your coins, pull the lever, and down comes initiation. There's submission and there's acceptance. And so, the representative of our founder Acharya, and in future generations, representatives of those representatives, etc., representatives of the disciplic succession, in Prabhupada's language, is the current link. Submission goes to the current link, but the current link doesn't accept for oneself. The current link passes on to the next link, passes on to the next link, passes on to the next link, passes on to Krishna. So when the current link says yes, by proper standards, then the next link, next link, and Krishna, it implies, or it encompasses Krishna's acceptance. So initiation is submission, and acceptance. The operative part on the part of the initiates is submission. That Bhaktisiddhanta very clearly says, this is the essence of what initiation is. Pranipat. Tadvidhi pranipatena. And with that submission, inquisitive spirit, prashna. And then when one hears from the spiritual master or spiritual masters, one hears the instructions coming from Krishna through his representatives, then there's service accordingly. And with that service accordingly, there's empowerment and cleansing and entrance into the spiritual realm, leaving behind the material realm. Just by that submission, inquisitiveness, and service. That's if one wants to know transcendence. The life of transcendence is made up like this. These are essential elements. And last thing is some appreciation for Srila Prabhupada as a follower of Rupa Goswami. We know from there that those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are followers of Rupa Goswami, and the term has been used, Rupanuga. And Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada is such a follower of Rupa Goswami, and adds some appreciation. The next acharya following Rupa Goswami is Jiva Goswami. And so he is also Rupanuga. And because I've been studying Tattva Sandarbha, I really, really, really like the subject matter. I like the person who delivers the subject matter because it's so comprehensive and so succinct and profound. He doesn't waste words. He just states things so lucidly, so clearly, simply. It takes a bit to unpack it, but everything is there. And appreciation of Srila Prabhupada, that what he presented to us in very simple form is the same that Jiva Goswami presents, which is the same that Rupa Goswami presents, which is the same that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu presents. It's not a surprise, but it's really delightful to see it. So I want to do a little sharing specifically from some reading on commentaries on specifically, you're familiar with Nectar Devotion, the 64 items of devotional service. Anyone who's studied Nectar Devotion knows that little piece. And there are five most potent forms of devotional service. But there's another section that starts at the beginning part of the 64, have direct bearing on what we're doing today. And I want to go into that a little bit. The first three items have direct bearing on, well, actually the first four, have direct bearing on what we're doing today. Srila Prabhupada very profoundly, by everything that he did, instructed in the first one, Guru Padashraya, taking shelter of a spiritual master. The whole Hare Krishna movement began and continued. We just recently had this event in ISKCON, many of you are aware. Kurmarupa Prabhu left his body in Vrindavan, Prabhupada disciple. And not so many people know his history. They just know, if anyone who had association, Chai Jagannath, did you have his association at all? Unfortunately not. But you know, the things that you hear about him are true. He was completely non-envious. He was very kind. I mean, so many nice things. But here's something that many people don't know, but Kun Rupa told me personally. He never was once in Prabhupada's personal physical association. Not once. He heard his recorded lectures. He received his initiation through the mail. He never went to Mayapur or Vrindavan and heard him speak. Never went on a morning walk. Never sat in a room conversation. Never once had his physical association. But his quality of dedication and devotion was outstanding. Guru Padashraya. Shelter at the lotus feet of the spiritual master. So that's written by Rupa Goswami, the first item. And of course there's been commentaries on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, and what I'm going to make little reference to, because there's many things written, but just little part of it is something that I've noticed, I've even commented upon many times, and then voila, here it is, that in Rupa Goswami's commentary, his explanation of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, then in turn Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's, and then in turn Jiva Goswami's explanation in Bhakti Sandarbha, two very prominent verses are quoted, one from the 11th canto, Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama. Anyone that's attended a initiation ceremony, every single one that I attended that Prabhupada spoke on this, and even when in lectures, when he would speak, often, if not usually, he would refer to these verses. But it's, you know, Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and Bhakti, Rupa Goswami. Because this is a place within the Bhagavatam where the topic of Diksha is discussed. 11th canto, chapter 3. Shabde pare cha nishnatam brahmani upashrama shayam. Tasmat guru prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama. The elements are there. Tasmat, therefore. Tasmat guru prapadyeta. One should surrender to a spiritual master. Jigyasu shreya uttama. One should ask questions about the ultimate welfare. Often Prabhupada would elaborate, food, not frivolous questions, not, you know, for material benediction. Oh guru, can you make my daughter have a nice husband? Please give your blessings. Shreya Uttama. Shreya Uttama. Uttama. Ultimate benefit. Prayas and Shreya. Shreyas Uttama. That's such a person requires a spiritual master, and that's the duty of the spiritual master to deliver that. Shreya Uttama. And Shabde Pare Chanishnatam. Shabda, pare. One should, the qualification of the spiritual master, this is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's explanation, quoting Rupa Goswami, explaining it, and Jiva Goswami Sandarbha's explaining it, naturally, because he's a follower. Accomplished in understanding transcendental knowledge, because there's different shabda, but shabde pare, chanishnatam, having firm faith and able to relieve others from their uncertainties by that instruction. Shabde pare chanishnatam, brahmani upashramashrayam, leaving at a distance any kinds of material considerations or hankerings or pursuits, like taking the position of a spiritual personality, so I'll get this and that. Labha, puja, and pratishta. Beyond, these are terms given in Madhurya Kadambini. We spent some time here at the Chicago Temple discussing this subject matter with the temple devotees. And tadviganartam sagarum eva abhigach brahmanishtam. These verses, this is a verse from the Upanishads that Prabhupada would, again, along with this other one, would quote regularly, tasmat guru papadita. Consistently. And it's within our acharyas. So he didn't say these, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, our postgraduate study, Prabhupada would be more specific about the reference. This comes from this place, that comes from that place. He just gave it to us. And then by repeating, even dense people sometimes, it would seep in, osmosis a little bit, just the sound vibration would go in, little bit. Oh, that's important. He's repeating it. Better pay attention. He's repeating it. So, Guru Padashraya, that's the first of these 64 items. And then naturally, what follows that? There's many subject matters that are subtopics. Sri Krishna Diksha Shikshadi. We know what this word Diksha, initiation. Receiving initiation and spiritual instructions. Shiksha Adi. So it begins with instructions and then following instructions helps one to become eligible, qualified, purified, to receive initiation. And I just want to read one little thing out of many pages of things that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur includes, taken from Bhakti Sandarbha, which is explaining this section of Rupa Goswami's teaching. There's reference, same as Krishna Das Kaviraj, you'll recognize this as soon as you hear it. Krishna Das Kaviraj discusses the same topic. So here we go. I'll just read. It is seen in the Shastras in connection with the glories of Bhagavan Nama, because here there's both Harinam, Diksha, some devotees, and Gayatri Mantra, second initiation, Diksha. So this is Bhagavan Nama. Listen carefully. There is so much potency in the Lord's name that even without undergoing Diksha or purificatory ceremonies, Sat Kriya, or preparatory rites, Purushcharya, Harinam is competent to produce results as soon as it comes in contact with the tongue. That's pretty soon. What Krishna Das Kaviraj says, that Lord Chaitanya says, is as Krishna is independent, the name of Krishna is fully independent. Krishna's name is not dependent on anything. Chanting of the holy name is not dependent on anything. Krishna is the deliverer, right? In the first topic, Krishna. So Krishna, the holy name, can deliver one to the stage of spiritual perfection. It's not dependent upon anything, including initiation. So Hari Bol. Let's have a Hari Bol movement where we don't have initiation and... And to support that understanding, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur quotes Rupa Goswami, who quotes an acharya in the Sri Sampradaya in his Padyavali, where it says, the Maha Mantra, composed of the names of Sri Krishna, is so astonishingly powerful and accessible that it yields fruit as soon as it touches the tongue. Continuing the quote of that verse from Pradyavali, because it attracts even liberated souls who are purified at heart. Like Srimad Bhagavatam is attractive to Sukadev Goswami. And whose desires are fully satiated. This mantra is supreme in its power of subjugation. It eradicates great sins which could not be destroyed by yajna, yoga, tapa, dana, and other means. Because it can be chanted anywhere at any time, it is so easily available that even chandalas or anyone who is not mute can chant it. By its causeless mercy, it submits itself to a person who merely desires to chant. Krishna is so kind. He gives himself to the person who just says his name. You know, like the people that we meet on Harinam and they do the jig and say Hare Krishna and go on and drink their whatever and smoke their whatever. Krishna is very kind. He appears, and once they're in contact. By its causeless, the rare wealth of moksha runs behind it to serve it. Unlike other mantras, the chanting of this Maha Mantra is not dependent on receiving diksha from a guru. The Hari Bol movement. Moral conduct. Hey, anything sinful, no problem. Or preparatory rites. Unquote. Next paragraph. Srila Jiva Goswami, in discussing this topic in the Bhakti Sandarbha, has said that in spite of the statements in the Shastras as to the autonomous potency of the holy name, the previous Mahajanas, such as Sri Narada, and so on, first accepted diksha from their gurus and then performed their sadhana and bhajan in worship of their Ishtadev, worshipable deity. Similarly, those who desire to follow in the footsteps of those Mahapurushas must also accept diksha into Bhagavat mantra, because without accepting diksha, one's relationship with Bhagavan as Dasya, Sakya, etc., cannot be awakened. And goes on. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada quotes Bhakti Vinod Thakura, 7-8 page purport that says essentially the same thing. If you're on the platform of Shukadev Goswami, no problem. And if you're not, take diksha. Krishna is independent, but we're not so qualified. Krishna is independent. All the potencies are there in the holy name. But this submission and acceptance, it's not a drama, or it's not a formality, or it's not merely a ritual. It's personal, the submission and acceptance, and the authorization to accept that submission on behalf of the disciplic succession. Circling around back to the first point is essential. Specifically essential, just like Haridas Thakur, we've been hearing about Haridas Thakur, as Haridas Thakur discussed in the assembly of the Majumdar family. No. The glories of the holy name is not that it can give liberation or that it can free one from all sinful activity, the reactions of all sinful activities. That's a shadow of the holy name. Abbas Nam. That's not the glories of the holy name. The glories of the holy name is something else. It can, it's particularly for us, in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as followers of Rupa Goswami and the entire disciplic succession, entrance into Vrindavan. And that's a deep mystery. It's a wonderful journey and a deep mystery. And it requires what we're doing. And it's not meant for persons who are whatever, willy-nilly, that just by social convention or something. Rather, jigyasu shreya uttama. That's what it's meant for. Inquisitive into the ultimate welfare of the soul, the soul's journey, again, into a relationship with Krishna. Rejoining our natural position, specifically the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is associating with Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan, and it's so, so wonderful. So each of these devotees, the first initiate candidates, have demonstrated their sincere commitment to the process of sadhana bhakti, following instructions received, eager to come to this stage. And so what I'm going to do now is invite, especially, if I may do it this way, I hope you'll be okay. It's especially nice, more than nice, it's especially like exhilarating when someone who has, as Ankit and some of his friends here, who have been born in devotee families and raised in devotee families and matured in their personal decisions about what they want their life to be and come to the stage of making the commitment of formal vows of initiation. You know, Param Vijayate, Sri Krishna Sankirtana. It's really wonderful. It's really wonderful. So specifically, I requested some of the Sangha initiative devotees to come and be present, because when there was another initiation ceremony that took place in Houston, it was really, really nice when many of Nila Madhava's friends came for his, and the others that were receiving initiation at that time, and it was really wonderful. So, and other situations like that. So I thought, please come. I invited. They said, yeah, we'll definitely figure out how to wait to get up here and come for the event. So I'd like the portable microphone to be made available, and I'll call on a few, if I may. Dayata, for starters. Dayata, say a few words. They stayed together as roommates at University of Illinois, Champaign-Urbana. Rajiv, get ready. You're next.
Hare Krishna. Sorry. I was not expecting to say anything. But I guess this is a good opportunity. I've known Ankur since 2000. Before then, I met him probably in 2006 at his home. He had a home program, and I first met him, and I heard he was coming to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, which is where I was going. So I thought, oh, cool, maybe I could have a roommate, because I'm interested in trying to become a devotee, and here's a devotee, and maybe it could work out. And it did, so when he came, we ended up being roommates, Ankit, Rajiv, and I, for a couple of years. And we had a lot of really good times. I'm sure Rajiv will be able to speak more about that.
The good times part.
The good
yeah.
times. Yeah. But one of my memories of being with Ankit, it was a very jovial time. We always used to make fun of each other a lot. And, you know, get in playful arguments. I always used to try to convince him to come to the Krishna Center, Pritish Ramadana Keeley's preaching program. I used to go every day, and I always wondered why he didn't go every day. But he did come when he had a chance. But Anyway, so but when he did go, it was really nice. We had really wonderful kirtans there. I remember always asking him a lot of philosophical questions and checking his understanding to see whether he was paying attention in class. And oftentimes I found that he wasn't paying attention a lot of times.
And then you would poke fun at him, right?
Yeah, right. Right. Thing that I liked his chanting. He was very enthusiastic when he was chanting. He oftentimes said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. I don't know if anybody else noticed that about Ankit's chanting, but he always added an extra couple of Rams.
So. We didn't know you were Ram Bhakta.
So.
Rajiv.
Okay.
I was planning on saving a lot of the embarrassing stories for his wedding, but, you know.
Give us a little hint.
Where to begin?
Short.
Living with Ankit, I lived with Ankit for my last 3 years of college, even one year passed when Dayatad left as well. And it's always been interesting to see someone's growth and development from there. And this is honestly a serious thing, not a joking manner type thing. And it's just seeing where Ankit has kind of come from our times just when he had first moved over to Chicago and the relationships that we had then, even, with everybody within that group, and then seeing where he's come to now, and also seeing how even through his university education, trying to get to that level of seriousness, even with the schedule that already existed, be it through the classes that he and Mukunda had done through Skype, or I think it was through something else, maybe the start of the work that he had also done with the not the Bhakti Rikshas, with the younger boys, the Gita calls that he had done, the consistency that he had with those groups. That's actually something that I've seen that's been inspiring. Yes, he is a very silly person. Yes, sometimes he doesn't understand, the ramifications behind some things that he does. But, that's his quirks and that's Ankit, and I guess I'm used to it, so I haven't really, I don't really think, nothing really stands out as amazingly different, because that's been the same for years and years.
Pretty good. Mukunda, you would like to say a couple words?
I guess my earliest memory of Ankit is when him, me, Rajiv, Neha, and our families went to Disney World.
Okay, tell us about it.
Yeah, that was fun. Rajiv had a broken arm at the time, so we got to go to the front of all the lines. And then I remember, on our way back, it was just Ankit and me driving back with my family to Chicago. And I was just looking at I don't remember what was going on at that time, but I was looking at pictures of us, and Ankit was so grumpy in those pictures. But I know that was when we started connecting more. And then, I was just thinking a couple years ago when Ankit got out of college. At that time, myself and many others, Jay Jagannath Prabhu, a lot of us, I feel like we were putting a lot on him like right now. like you're definitely ready. And it was hilarious. He came up with so many reasons why he shouldn't get initiated. And like he thought he had to like thoroughly study Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita and like basically, you know, be a pure devotee before he even gets initiated or something. Yeah, pure devotee syndrome. Rajiv's. But actually, looking back on that, I appreciate his careful way of approaching initiation. Because I've also learned over the past couple of years that this is way more than what I thought it was. You know, you have to approach it with so much more than, you know, what I originally understood a couple of years ago. So I very much appreciate, the amount of time and, careful planning and self-development that went into Ankit's approach towards initiation. And it's very inspiring. And, I'm very happy that he's here now.
Someone that became a more recent friend than these old-timer friends is right next to you. No, the other one, yeah.
Hare Krishna. So as Maharaj mentioned, there's quite a number of us here from Houston today. There's definitely a special connection between the Houston and Chicago youth or Houston-Chicago communities. Which started when, by the mercy of His Holiness Rompan Maharaj, we got to visit the Holy Dham together, Jagannath Puri, Mayapur, and Vrindavan. And I think over the last that relationship has grown a lot from just a group of people that went to the Holy Dhams together. We did kirtan together, but we didn't really talk. And then it's grown now to very open, comfortable, happy, fun relationships. And especially with Ankit, I can say that I guess we're more in a very similar time in our lives. We relate to each other very well, and I'm very grateful for your association. In the sense that we can be very open and comfortable speaking to each other. And I think that's very important, when we're trying to be honest with ourselves and make progress, that we have to be honest with each other and be able to confide in someone else. So, I'm very grateful for that relationship with you. And, I guess I can say that today I offer myself to you. If there's ever anything that I can do for you, I'm always here. I'm only a phone call away, even though I'm in another city. And don't forget that all these devotees that are in this room today, it's a perfect moment. You're in front of your spiritual master, in front of Srila Prabhupada, in front of the deities. So many people here to support you. And we often make fun of Ankit for taking so long to make a decision, but still making the wrong decision. But I think today you've made the best decision of your entire life. And I think it's the best decision because you're taking shelter of someone who very lovingly, with so much love, and has practically raised you. And all glories to His Holiness Rompad Maharaj. And I'm very confident that if we continue to stay in each other's association, taking the shelter of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, then Shri Kishore Kishori and Shri Shivada Nila Madhava and all the devotees here. We can, just like we took the trip to the Holy Dham, we can go back home eternally together. Hare Krishna.
They'd like to go on with this. I was thinking, but we time doesn't stop. It keeps moving. I was, you know, Premananda, one of the early, yeah, go ahead, give it to your mom. One of the earliest students, going way back when, and teaching Bhagavad Gita. Ankit was one of the earliest students. Real brief, because of time.
I was not actually expecting to
That's okay.
say anything.
They weren't either.
Really
brief.
I don't know brief what to say.
Bhagavad Gita student, say that.
Not just that, actually, with Ankit. And I have a very strong relationship with his family as well. Vandana Gupta was part of my efforts in training the children here from the very early days. And so there was that relationship, as well as Ankit being one of the many children who were in my class from their very early ages. I saw them growing up, being part of my class, and then, you know, growing up together and becoming friends, and every step of the way, you know, I had this privilege of watching. And this is a very special day that I really wanted to express my sincere prayers and wishes to Ankit in his ongoing spiritual life. I'm so happy to see that he has taken the step to make this serious decision of accepting Diksha from Guru Maharaj. And my prayers to Sri Sri Kishore Kishori to keep him always engaged in their service and progress very nicely in his spiritual life. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Pema Dutri, you can say a couple of words. There, to raise your hand so he knows who you are. A couple of devotees are here from Phoenix, and Pema Dutri is the temple president in Phoenix. And she knows these two devotees very well. So you speak something.
Hare Krishna. So I'm very happy for both Sarita Mataji and Nita Mataji to take formal initiation from His Holiness Ramapat Maharaj today. I know that Sarita Mataji has been very anxious, and I'm very happy for her. And I wish both of them well in their spiritual journey. And Sarita Mataji just recently moved to Dallas from Phoenix, so I hope she continues to stay in touch with Phoenix. I know that her family is very close to Shri Radha Madhavari in Phoenix, and she also takes a couple of conference chanting and Srimad Bhagavatam reading classes, so I hope she'll stay in touch. And Nita Mataji also has been very cautiously coming to this stage of accepting initiation. And she is one of our Sunday school teachers, and her whole family actually is involved in helping the temple in different kinds of seva. I'm grateful to both of them. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Is Prema Tarangini here? I don't see her. Where? So she'll speak something about Sunita, and then Nityananda Pran, you can speak. And then
Hare
we'll
Krishna.
Go ahead.
Hare Krishna. I think I've known Sunita. I was trying to think when I first met her, but it's been at least 7, 8 years, something like that, since we've been in communication. There's three words that come to me to describe her. I was thinking sincerity, determination, and a very open heart. These are the three qualities that I've seen consistently in her. She's had many obstacles in her life, but these three things have carried her, and it's been very wonderful to watch Krishna's reciprocation, literally like mountains moving in her life. So I'm very, very happy for her that she's taking this step, somewhat unexpected. It wasn't even like planned, but I also see that this is like Krishna's intervention, that just like the development was just within the last week, and it was confirmed late last night at 11:30. So it's definitely Krishna's hand in this. I'm really happy for her. Thank you.
Been a little bit longer than a week. Go ahead.
Prabhu and Prabhula Madhuri are taking their second initiation. So they have been in the Chicago community for more than 4 or 5 years now. And both of them are, I would say, very wonderful devotees, and they work together as a team and as part of a bigger team here. Of course, Sri Gauranga Prabhu's work situation is such that he's been having very, very intense schedules. But to his credit, he's been very supportive that Prabhula Madhuri takes one service after another at the temple. In fact, there are times when he had to travel for long periods away from Chicago, and he didn't know there was no devotees around, the certain things were challenging, yet he supported, or between them they worked it out that she will stay and continue offering her services here, which was very sweet that they found that more than personal considerations, serving Kishore was high on the list for them. So I'm very, very happy and grateful. And Prabhula Madhuri, from she is a very shy person, but within that shy frame is a very determined person. So this year, she's one of the coordinators of the Festival of Holy Name. So if everything has gone wrong, you can blame her.
And if it's gone right, you can give her the credit.
If anything goes right, you can come and thank me for it. Because she's part of my team. She cooks for the deities, she's taken up responsibilities within the finance and accounting team, and she makes sure that we don't spend unnecessarily. She will not very quickly reimburse you if she's not clear what you spent it for. I'm very, very happy that and congratulations to Sri Gauranga for supporting that as well. So thank you very much. Very happy that they should. Girish and Lavanya, but the others as well. Girish and Lavanya. I met Girish and Lavanya about 7 years ago, and since that time, very quickly they came up to chanting 16 rounds. So they've been chanting 16 rounds for more than 5-6 years now, patiently waiting. One thing that I really appreciate about them is they were never, even for this recommendation, they were never pushing me or saying, when will I get initiated? Just patient. And both of them have dedicated themselves to serving Kishore in a very, very nice way. They've become very dear to all of us. And part of that is this, we're very, well, happy and sad at the same time that Kishore have given them a short vacation in Washington, D.C., away from us. He had to move because of his work situation. But one thing that we know is if we give a service to Girish or Lavanya, you don't have to go checking how it has been done. It is thorough. It is so thorough that for Rath Yatra, we had to specially call Girish to come and help us with the, and his expertise is in the prasadam distribution, the serving out of prasadam. He has a whole system, he has a whole team, he's thought through it, everything is organized, and he came all the way from Washington, D.C. just for the Rath Yatra event, did his service, and flew back. And when they do evening transfer services, which is usually the longest service in the evening, they're meticulous and so thorough that you know you will not find a grain of rice in the sink that's left behind. The countertops are clean and shining. Everything is so thorough. In fact, we request new persons to get trained by them the way they do it. And even after they've gone, they're part of the classes here. She's reading every day Srimad Bhagavatam with Rasika Manjari and Saumya. Every day, 1 hour, and they find time. And very, very do this in their life. So thank you. Sudhir and Sirisha, I've known them since 2002. I first met them in Detroit, 2002? Yeah, 2003. So there's like 13th year of knowing them. And very sweet couple. They have very sweet sons. And both, as I've known, for each of them or either of them or together, one of their always concern that they carry is how to be good parents to their children. And they've come to understand, they've slowly worked on it, of how to be a very good team together as well. And like that, they have taken up services in Detroit. They run children's camp. And just patiently, over so many years, worked on. And they don't need to be told what's an area that they need to improve on. They're very thoughtful by themselves. They know, they check with others, and this has just diligently been working slowly over these years, gradually, working up to coming to taking first initiation by Maharaj. So I'm very honored to do this yagya for all those devotees here. And thank you.
Well, have everyone take their vows now. So, okay. So, Grish and Lavanya, please come forward. Little girls, can you get out of the way? Right here, face me, come this way. Okay. Long time chanting. So, how many rounds you'll chant every day?
16.
At least 16. And the rules that you'll follow?
No meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and all this except.
Okay. And you'll very carefully follow the teachings of Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
The rest of your life?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. Your initiated name is Gaura Sundara Das.
Gaura Sundara Prabhu Ki!
And your vows. As you said, they've got a name tag and I'm a bead bag. Really thorough. I mean, very, very good. Very good. I like it. He likes it too. How many rounds you'll chant every day? And the rules that you'll follow? Okay. And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings the rest of your life. Your initiated name is Lavanya Kelly, Devi Das.
Lavanya Kelly, Prabhu Ki.
Surprise. Sudhir, Trisha. Lavanya means beauty, and Kelly means pastimes. So the pastimes, or the beautiful pastimes, or the pastimes of beauty, Radha and Krishna perform, the servant of their wonderful, beautiful pastimes. Okay. Yay! Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day? And the rules that you'll follow. And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings the rest of your life. Your initiated name is Sudhir Krishna Das.
Sudhir Krishna Prabhu Ki Jai.
Sudhir Krishna Das. You look really happy. He looks happy too, but you're especially happy. Right? How many rounds you'll chant every day? Okay. And the rules that you'll follow? And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings. Okay. Your initiated name is Sakhi Sharana Devi Dasi.
Sakhi Sharana Devi Prabhu Ki.
One who takes shelter of the loving associates of Srimati Radharani, and you're their servant. So, Sarita and Nita, why don't you both come? Where's your daughter and husband? Where are they? Oh, there's your daughter. Where's your husband? Okay. Hare Krishna. So, you look very happy too. It's very, as Prema Dattri said, very enthusiastic. And she loves Srimad Bhagavatam and loves discussing Srimad Bhagavatam and loves sharing Srimad Bhagavatam. And I like that. So, how many rounds you'll chant every day? Minimum 16. The rules that you'll follow? Okay. Very carefully follow those wonderful messages of Srimad Bhagavatam that you like reading so much. And Prabhupada's presentation of them. Your initiated name is Sundarangi Devi Dasi.
Sundarangi Devi Prabhu Ki.
That's the name of Srimati Radharani, who has very beautiful limbs. Sundarangi. Haribol. How many rounds you'll chant every day? And the rules that you'll follow?
No intoxication, no illicit sex, and no gambling.
Okay. And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life. Your initiated name is Namapriya Devi Das.
Namapriya Devi Prabhu Ki.
No explanation required. Anke and Sunita, you come. We're a little behind. It's okay. Are you going to take it from those guys? You know what they said? You know what they said about you? Okay. They're friends. It's joking amongst friends. One of the things that I did from time to time, Sridhar Swami, who's departed this world, he stayed in New York for some few years. He stayed in the room right next to me. And we had very, very wonderful relationship. Every day, twice a day we would take prasad and breakfast and lunch. And one time, Trivikram Maharaj came to visit in New York. And I was watching the interaction between the two of them, and they were doing like you guys do with each other. Saying, you know, these strange things like, Maharaj, why are you, wait a minute, Maharaj. Why? But it's a loving... No, not hopefully, definitely, definitely. They have great affection for you. I know that. You're lucky to have such good friends. Okay, how many rounds you'll chant every day? And the rules that you'll follow.
No gambling, no sex, no meeting, no
Okay. And the teachings of Srila Prabhupada will be followed very carefully throughout your life. Okay. Your initiated name is Akanda Nam Das.
Akanda Nam Prabhu Ki.
Your mom and dad called you Ankit, but close. Akanda. Akanda. Non-stop holy name. Ceaseless holy name. Kanda Nam Das Ki Jai. He likes kirtan very much. Which you like more, kirtan or japa? I'll ask you later. I know he likes kirtan. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day, Sunita? And the rules that you'll follow? Okay, and you'll very carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings, yes? Your initiated name, Sachi.
Sachi Mata Devi Prabhu Ki.
Yeah, no explanation needed.
Hey.